stature and the amongst the advertisers.
Now, I want to get the date of their seminar. If you get that for me. Because the date is my time, I have our candidate, folks, whatever. I may have to come, but I have to do something. If you want to run it, then you'll do this. I know it's interesting that this weekend, doing their business and the hiring and everything. I don't run away. You see why they're going down. The Jews, that do all that for me, are gone in this army. They're just of the country. So there they are. They're panning along.
It's like constantly why look out of business.
Right. Exactly. That comes by too. I mean, you take, for example, strong mind, the death penalty, and all the rest. It's great to have some writing for it about the fact that you ought to be caring about the ship. The country wants to kill the man.
To your feeling, the Zemo is just the other way.
Are they? Well, yes. As far as the sun is concerned, we know where it is. At the present time, it's. Well, the fight that I think about the fact is we think back to the fact that without getting the way we handle the crisis, the way we're doing, to get out there and help us. But do not, I want you to force this. I just don't want our people to get an order amount of time for the angry hobbits and the other assholes who hang around here.
Screw them. That's the problem with Kelly Fennell, incidentally. She's living with Henry Hubbard.
This is a song that couldn't be more living with him. Under Jason.
On and on. But she's very much entangled with Henry Hubbard. And for that reason, didn't people consider it a good idea to get her?
I see. No, I don't care about the living. It's just provided to the wrong people. Well, I knew about the time of this weekend. I just thought of John Irwin in his time. I can see him going down there and spending 2 or 3 days with those assholes. And goddamn, we need him here. And the same is true of Schultz. And the same is true of Bimona. And screw him. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
God damn it. You've got it. Where's Bennett? I mean, look, that game is not out there in that pressure. I either deliver a cigarette, and sometimes they're in, but basically our cabinet people are dropping the ball. They're not really shit. I'll show you. Brandon and all that, but Schultz can't come.
And what the hell? We want to tell a group of top people about our energy policy. Well, we should have our own seminar and pull our own stars on and sell the hell out of them. And don't let Time magazine take our credit for it or screw it up.
Because they will do it. Because they'll put it on the other side.
Why should we present? Why should we lend credibility to whatever people put on?
The airways are a crisis for energy thing. Because just like they do, like, as Herman Kahn said, I know it at the time. The hungry man was wrong.
Yeah.
We were wrong people in that game. It was costing us $4 or $5 billion that we could be given this for rather than food stamps, begging for a lot of news and everything else. And we were wrong people in the environment. Let's face it. We really were. We went too far. A little of it, but not all the systems. And it's because they are media created problems. Media created problems.
A lot of your price struggle right now, not food prices. Well, even food prices.
Some of the environment stuff. It's a result of the environment stuff. Well, the lumber prices are environment.
Some of the food stuff is too. You start cutting back on insecticides.
Yeah.
All the stuff that we've screwed them up on. The car prices sure as hell are. Jesus, you don't drive cars anymore, but you ought to see when you buy a car now.
it comes loaded with more crap that the environment people put on it. You know, you can't, the seats have to be, have a latch on them so that the front seat won't lean forward so you can get into the back seat unless you push a button. Well, that costs probably $50 or something to put the goddamn latch on the seat. And all kinds of buzzers and lights and whistles go off if you don't have your seatbelt on, if you leave your key turned on, your brake off, and it's so goddamn confusing. It's unbelievable. We got a car, we had to take all this stuff off, and the poor guy was shaking. He was trembling. He said, if anybody catches me taking this off, you know, I'm in trouble.
I was reading, I was seeing where Bedlinger's consumer confidence thing, of course, which is a very, very sensitive indicator, it's a little doubt that shows attention. I have not put as much credence in that at this point as I would in normal periods. I think there's a tendency to, like for example, oh, goddamn dollar, he was a fraud. Really was. And it was a crisis and so forth, and now everybody can't review it. I made that point this morning. But on consumer confidence and the rest, our graph really is just not that people get too depressed about it, right?
And I really don't think they are. I don't know. I'm sure there's a price problem, but
consumer confidence is a factor in their mind. And consumer confidence, Bob. You know, we've had money. When you have low consumer confidence or high, doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference in what the hell people do.
It doesn't seem to have
consumer confidence. Charles has often made this point.
They overread all that stuff.
They overread it for 30
because they can't really measure it. They don't really know.
People say, what can we do? It's a, here's, I guess, we're reaping the consequences, but we can't. Not only in terms of its managerial capacities, it means weak in terms of its PR. As I said, we just missed the compliment in this. Liz could be a star.
What do you want them to say?
Well, no, what I mean is that they're out there, but if they're banging the buses from it, when you bang it the wrong way, that's what I mean. Making news, bringing news, but he isn't, of course. You know what I mean? You need some people that are. I don't want to get in the situation I was where previously where everything had to come at the White House, where every bit of news, you know, has to be made at what state we're going to say and so forth. God damn it. Got these circuits around here. How would it do? But you can't put that huge photo on John. Not so many times I'll say earlier, I'll say something. I hear you actually say, why dare you say something, right? Lynn has said something. Or us. Right? That's what we've got to think of a little bit more, using those tools like the foreign policy tool rather than having it all done out of the White House. Maybe Rogers takes a pop now, man, or Scala takes a pop. Richardson, of course, in his way. I'd like for you to consider that. Who's going to make a statement on Saturday for Sunday papers? Maybe I don't make one this week, but by God, it should be one by somebody that's pretty good. I mean, let's visit the Union Survey Outlast Hughes. You see, Hughes going on Saturday for that. We have had somebody there that bombed him right out of his shelter at his bar. That's our concern. I think you're totally right in breaking the Rudy thing. You've got confidence in him. In other words, he's got the same capabilities that Coast has. That's really what we need now. We need that kind of constant, not only putting out fires, but attacking, you know, servants, congressional people, and so forth and so on. Common. Or Scott, and so forth. That's what's left of Rudy, is that his job. You don't leave that to tenants.
And it's based on his works of votes. also this is more substantial with him in the sense that he's trying to make it come out right. Where Verudi is the least bit concerned about the votes. He's only concerned about using the tools.
That's fine. Scott, for example, they asked for to get a state figure that he
or say to the group, why don't I have one figure on this? Or can't we get a figure on this? So then we come back and say, we give you the figure. But see, he can pick one thing out and say, why don't I have that? We give him all of it. The problem is we give him too much.
Correct.
So then if we cut that down and only give him the key stuff, then they can't come back and say, you didn't give us the other stuff, which we don't. We don't. You can always find one thing we haven't given. Or you can find some other things that we haven't given us.
The way this stuff comes to me is they just put a summary page on the attached materials if they want to read it. They'll all read the summary page.
That's true. We'll do the work on the stuff. Okay. The charts out. What
we will work on again next week.
A little. That's it. It's just a matter of hammering away and hoping a little bit each time sticks somewhere.
wonder what happened with regard on the follow-up on, I didn't have it mentioned because I was going to mention it to John, but the follow-up on my own crime, my crime, because I went to social media, our speeches and everything being made.
Yes, and they're utilized, pushing stuff out. We're getting, there's a good continuing person. The reason being only if I partly attributable to our efforts, but at least I think they're producing something. The main thing is that you took it on that way. The value is you took it on one stuff that in other words, you're getting severide bleeding on the other side, which is exactly what we want. State Department kind of came back to the didn't end up in prison. That one guy that's been in prison the longest of anybody is an FSO. Or no, not the longest, is the highest ranking. Highest ranking prisoner is a civilian in FSO 1. They're on all of the networks, and it's still a hell of a
show,
a human interest show. You sit there kind of glued to yourself. It's kind of thing you can't not watch, because they, even though it's the same routine now to a degree, the guys are still different. You got this character with this green beret who comes off, and you got this civilian who kissed the flag.
Yeah, that's so good.
Tore his fingernail. And it's little stories on these things that keeps it going day in and day out. That's one thing the North Vietnamese really did us a favor on. This stage release. And the periodic release, instead of if they put them all out at once, we would have one story and four or five different final ones. Lieutenant Colonel anyway, we're going to push it to Colonel.
day he calls, he's not going to attend it. Well, I should say, goodbye to him or something.
Don Hughes was, in a sense, the same kind that Don had always out on the surface.
He was always telling me, always come out of shape.
Just the right kind of guy in that kind of job. Brennan happens to be just damn superb. Coffee was.
I'm so sorry about this guy. He's a nice fellow.
Oh, yeah. Was.
It is. Yes, but he just couldn't take the heat. What the hell heat there was? I'll be damned if I know.
It's a... The thing you gotta remember is just think back to when you were a lieutenant. What a commodore looked like to you. Rear admiral.
I know.
And just figure you're the commander in chief, and those guys are in the head shit that shakes them up.
Table with three guys, and then there were two full rows of ATW assistants sitting in the back of it.
because it's safe for the jugular. The cat will not follow up a lot of times and make the kill. And the Jim does.
Cap's not afraid to fight the two.
No. Oh, there's
a fan and mustard and stuff like that. He calculates it, decides when he gets mad, when he decides, and he does it pretty well.
He was waiting for Muskie the other day and zapped him good.
John, what is on that, as I told you last night, before I thought about it, my first reaction is things was wrong. The idea of the man cooperating with time is so in the hell out of the center after
we take all
that. Said, my God, it is too confidential. Screw them. I'm not going to tell the big oil guys and the rest of the people I can't trust what they're going to be doing on some of these things. They make billions of dollars out of it. They play it right.
Now, that's all.
It's all time to go straight to hell.
All taken care of.
Right, cooperate with them. About straight, but now time's having to screw up. I'm going to go down to the old. ski shower. You're sitting right here. Hasn't been a good person.
You have to roll back.
Here's your production.
Yeah, you have to roll back.
All right.
No, 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 no. see the
well, and the mills are all operating at full capacity. See, we import a 9 billion board feet, and we only export 3 billion board feet.
Yeah. Fine. Now, what is this Jack Allison and Orange Art and Forest Service? Forest Service.
Oh,
will it over or not? And that will get the trip.
I don't know the answer to that. I've asked for the answer about a week ago. I haven't had it yet. I am told by the people out in the Northwest that the Forest Service manages their timber badly. The Forest Service answers and says two things. They say we're hamstrung by the environmental laws and we don't have enough money to do a proper job of management. And where the truth lies in that, I don't know. But there isn't any question that we're moving less government-owned timber to the market today than we did a year ago, and considerably less than we did 2 years ago. There are several ways of getting assets, and like carving out 40 million acres of timber, and just saying, this is a farm, and this is not for environmental purposes, this is not for parks, this is not for anything except growing timber. And trying to get by filing one environmental impact statement for 40 million acres and doing it and then just cutting the hell out of that timber. See, they file an environmental impact statement for every little section cut that they make in the national forest. That's crazy.
And if you're hollow, I won't be seeing these characters. You've got to follow up on this.
The cost of living on lumber?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well,
they grow the wrong thing into the gas. We know this might be the right thing in terms of some of the work that would not be done without
you. I can't tell you that they will do it because I can't tell you that they're going to get the data.
All right.
But we've got the pressure on, as we have the pressure on the Forest Service.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm just satisfied in my own mind that
we have a situation here where you've got, as I understand, Simon believes that we ought to reimpose.
That's right. Well, and I don't know where George is in it.
George,
but I don't know. George passed the word to me this morning. He's got to see me as soon as he gets back about phase three.
George is getting a bad press to me.
Could be.
Could be.
Oh, this is bad press. Jesus. This is just bad news. All over the place. It really surprised me.
Why? There's three reasons.
I think two or three reasons.
The dollar
abroad, which is a psychological thing of all.
But
I mean that has them upset. Somehow or another they assign that to George. And the fact that he didn't charge in like Connolly would. You continually hear these business guys comparing to Connolly. You know? Interest rates is the other thing that you hear over and over.
That's hard to be
wrong. Well, but I mean, George gets tagged, but I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying that that's what you run across.
Well, he's the economic guy.
Yeah,
I think the economic problem.
But they're rather specific about it.
Yeah. And yet, you've got to be remembered that you mustn't be
totally
panicked
by what they're saying. Oh, hell no. They're very neurotic. I suspect that he's got a better situation in the international monetary thing than Connolly ever got.
Right.
You know, but it's style.
But he doesn't sound like it.
Yeah.
The other point is that on this whole freeze they are, it doesn't make any difference about the university profession. strong guy like Conley, constantly holding her hand, constantly reassuring, constantly saying things are going to be better, and so on and so on. That's why Conley was an improvement over poor old Dave Kennedy. Dave had the worst of both worlds. He was either competent on the substance or good on the presentation. Now, Schultz is better on the substance than Conley. Far better, as a matter of fact. But he is most inadequate on the presentation. What do you do about it? You keep him.
I think so.
Sorry? You keep him and just try to butter some up, sir. And then, of course, what really matters is what happens. But I wouldn't sell him because he didn't see that he was down and out on this and that and something. But all of a sudden you react to it because of
the
Oh,
Oh, I understand.
The whole premise is here's 3 points that we got to make, like I would tell Scott in simple terms. The defense budget is 14% less than it was in 1964.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to the case on the BBC.
Right.
I know this, but I think what you have to do is to sit down in advance when the leaders come down in advance. I mean, it's one way. As a guy who do this every day with the cigarette, I think that I see cigarette every day. I try to, because I want to be sure he's getting the right job. But I have a feeling that a far better use of your time, and Bob's talking, a better use of your time, and maybe you've got to get broody on this. If you have somebody like Connie or whatever, it's a better use of time than spending time on substance. It's every day that an hour spent on cigarette, or whoever's going to go out there, is much more worth it. In other words, as to the policy points you should make, like, for example, you've got to get over the fact that's where they all are. Tell me that I already know.
Yeah. course, I see him at 8:30 instead of you.
You can see him. Exactly.
And then you can see him later on in the morning.
Before we have anything specific going around.